On your marks.
Get set.
Bye.
We're back in the nation's favourite tent.
Let's do this.
And it's packed with a fresh batch of famous faces.
As long as it's edible, I'd be happy.
Don't choke, try Mikey. How hard can it be?
The Great Celebrity Bake Off for Stand Up To Cancer on Channel 4. Stream now.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Speaking of leaders, let's talk about the Cleveland Cavaliers, who at some point, man, I'm going to have to maybe come on board. But the Cleveland Cavaliers right now are coming off an impressive win over the Celtics from Boston, while the OKC Thunder have won 5 of their last 6 games and remain locked into the number one seed in the Western Conference. Are we headed for Cavaliers versus Thunder NBA Finals? And which team is the least likely to make the conference finals or the NBA finals?
Hey, man.
The NBA hopes not. The NBA hopes
they do, Lou. Lou, you just don't know how bad. If you had asked me this Thursday night, I would have told you no. But shoot, watching them Friday when what did Boston go up like 22-5?
Yes,
it was something plus, crazy.
It was 20+.
Yeah, it was. They went up 22, and it was in Jason Tatum. Watching Jason Tatum talk all that trash and then eat his words like that. That was wild. Soft. This Cavs team.
Yes, man.
We got. Kid, what happened to the Jason Tatum's marketing brand new? I don't know what happened to it. This dude really should be. He's supposed to be the face of the NBA. If we're really talking about it, he's really supposed to be any American born and all that.
They treat him like Drake, man. They treat him like Drake. That's what I get. I get the Drake-ish vibe.
That's a good one, Kevin. That's a good one.
That's exactly. And I'm talking about everybody's making, you know, he can't win for losing right now. I don't care how well this team is playing.
He has everything except for an MVP that you would want out of a player right now. He's a model citizen for the Celtics. You don't hear no trouble, no drama. Like he got a baddie on his arm with Ela May, kid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like what else could you really want from a basketball player? But no one respects him.
His mom a lawyer. He's everything that you wanted to play. And he's prototypical size. He can score. He is what you want. You're right. You can't ask for no more.
No one cares.
For some reason, they're not feeling it. But like I said, watching this Cavs team, I really like the way they play basketball on both ends of the floor. I love the fact that they have, you know, the two twin towers down low. They're making things happen. For me, anyway, I like watching that because I've been a fan of that for a while, even since back in the day with Ralph Sampson and Hakeem. These guys, they're not on that level. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying I like seeing two tall guys on the floor that both can play together and play off each other, and that's what they're doing well. You got D. Mitch leading the squad. Garland is playing much better than he has in the past. This team looks like they're ready. The bench is solid. In every aspect, they look like they're ready. And we know what the Thunder doing. The Thunder, we ain't even got to talk about them. Them boys is hooping right now. They look better than anybody else to me.
Underrated move, Mike Gansey, the GM of the Cleveland Cavs, right? Like, they didn't talk about this, but DeAndre Hunter.
Yes.
DeAndre Hunter. And this is what I said about DeAndre Hunter when he was drafted by the Atlanta Hawks. They drafted him to be the second, maybe third best player. Mm-hmm. But realistically, he's your, at best, on a good night, your third best player, but realistically, fourth, fifth, sixth best player.
Right.
And that's what he is on the Cavs. And that's what makes him dangerous because everybody on the Cavs right now is playing in position. Their number one option is D. Mitch. Their number two option is Darius Garland. You got two big men that are both defensive focused, but one can hit a mid-range shot and at some point should be able to extend out to a three-point shot, a la Chris Bosh. To me, when I watch him play, I can't think of his name right now. I'm drawing a blank. The youngest, the lefty, Evan Mobley. He reminds me of a young Chris Bosh. And I feel that, you know, as time continues, he'll get better and better and better. But this team, the way that they're constructed, and Kenny Atkinson got them boys playing ball. They have them playing efficiently. Casual. They have them believing. And that's the reason why last week I was talking about they can give Boston a run. Boston is still the favorite because you can't disrespect the champs. They just won it. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, the way that the Cleveland Cavs are built, and again, I do like their coach. I like their front office. I like what they are doing. They learn from their years with LeBron. We got to spend some money. Mm-hmm. We got to make the right moves, and we got to open up the checkbook. And I agree with you, Shelton. Ain't nothing we got to say about OKC. Sam Presti has done the damn thing. The only thing I could question about Sam Presti is, has he hired the right coach? That's the only thing. When we're talking about personnel, we're talking about talent on the roster, we're talking about the moves. And then think about this. He's future-proof, right? They're not going to be able to draft all those guys that they have slated for with draft picks. But now you could go make a KD move in the offseason. You could go get Giannis. You could go get whatever it is that you – if they don't win. Ken, the second part of your question was, who do we expect to make the finals?
Least likely.
Out of these two teams? Least likely or most likely?
Least.
I would say it's the Cavs. Least likely. Yeah, because they got to go through Boston. OKC, hey, if it ain't this year, I guarantee you it's next year.
I'm gonna say this, Sheldon. Who's the Thunder's head coach name? First and last name. That's what I thought. All this is gonna be off of SGA. Nobody give a damn about the Thunder head coach.
Neither does FIFO.
Yeah, exactly. Over here, I don't know why. This is the first time I ever in the last 5 years, kids, somebody brought up the Thunder's head coach. We don't give a damn about that.
You just said to make a championship run that the coaches matter. And the only thing I said was the only question mark about Sam Presti is him hiring these head coaches. And his name is Mark. I can't say his last name.
Mark Lee.
You're absolutely right. I say that about championship teams or contending teams. Mm-hmm. I don't look at OKC as that. That's why I don't even give a damn about none of that.
But why are you being disrespectful?
Because if you take SGA off this team, Sheldon, who else they got that you
scared of? They still a playoff team. Without SGA, they're still a playoff team.
You're talking about
they're not number one.
Birdman's brother. Ain't that Birdman brother on the court? Yeah,
he can play, bro.
The Dooler likes him.
He do like him. I didn't even notice that.
Bro, he can play though. Man.
Yeah, he done came into his own. They know their roles in OKC. That's the biggest thing for me.
Y'all must be selling drugs all y'all spare time because y'all be gassing up all these teams.
Let me ask y'all this.
OKC better than
the Knicks. Do you want to see FIFO? Do you want to see Cleveland and the Thunder in the finals?
I want to see the best squad, and if they make it through the East,
that's a Sheldon answer. You're not tuning in to a six, seven game series with the fucking Thunder and the Cavs, bro.
Boston because it's the better storyline, and I think that they have an opportunity to become the next dynasty in the league. However, Cleveland is for real, and if they beat Boston, I think that they could beat anybody coming out the West.
That's fine. That was my question. My question is, do you want to see that?
I'm cool with seeing it. That's not my preference, but I'm cool with seeing it.
Exactly.
Yes, I am. I'm the basketball purist of the crew, dog.
And like, that's why I asked you, even though you're a basketball fan, and these could be possibly the two best teams, nobody want to see Oklahoma City and Cleveland.
I'm cool with seeing Cleveland.
I wouldn't mind seeing one or the other, not both. No,
so Spike, this is the reason why I be so disrespectful to your comments, especially in our group chat in terms of basketball. Because if you watch D. Mitch and Darius Garland play, Darius Garland has become over the last 3 years. I think he's arguably the most shiftiest player in the league, and now he has. I think last year when D. Mitch got to the squad, they had to figure it out, and at times it was clunky. This year, they are arguably the best backcourt tandem in the league. Like it's almost impossible to guard these guys.
They're too little.
Here go FIFA.
I do agree. I still feel like that. But from the offensive perspective, it's tough. Look, and this is why I love the Boston comparison, because what Cleveland brings offensively in the backcourt is what Boston has defensively in the backcourt with White and Drew Holiday. So it's the perfect matchup. So I put it to you like this, Spike. I think the Eastern, if it's Cleveland, Boston in the Eastern Conference, that's going seven games. It's going to be one of the best series we've seen.
Yeah, off the back of Donovan Mitchell. But as far as to answer the question, the least between these two, I'm going to say OKC. I think Cleveland would make
you
it out.
You don't want to see OKC.
No. I'm saying, like, I think Cleveland would make it to the finals over
before OKC.
Before OKC.
Why is that?
Because because Donovan Mitchell is that good, right. And he's changed. Let's get flowers to people. He changed his whole franchise around. They haven't won this many games post LeBron era. You know what I'm saying? And he is the de facto leader of the team. And he's brought hope. He turned Evan Mobley into a household name at this point, because everybody was thinking he was maybe a little bit overrated. His presence alone has brought the shine to Evan Mobley.
The only reason I disagree with you, Nick, though, is they got to go through Boston. And I think if you look at
I'm just saying if between these two, who would make a finals run? I trust the Cavs squad more than I trust OKC squad. But I agree with you. Boston is still the team to beat.
That's the only reason I say OKC. I would say Cleveland, because they got to go through Boston. That's the only reason I say that.
Well, I mean, they can go to New York too. There's multiple ways. I just don't think OKC has enough firepower as much people think. I think SGA is great, but he's just one man that you could count on to get a bucket. I don't trust nobody else on that team to get a bucket.
Nah, Nick.
You like SGA or D-Mitch? I know for you, Nick.
Who? You already know Donovan Mitchell. The only person that I put above Donnie Mitchell right now is Brun.
SGA just had 51, bro.
He did. Kansas,
like the fourth 50-point game of the year.
That's fine. I seen Brun put up 40-50 in the playoffs. I ain't seen SGA do none of that. He lost to a fat white boy last time. Bro, I seen
OKC got some. They got some guys that can score.
Who you trusting outside of SGA on that team, Ken? To get a bucket, I guarantee
Jalen Williams, J Dog,
he's there, Nick.
He's legit, bro.
Nick, he's there.
I'm not saying he's consistent. I'm not saying he trash. I'm not saying none of that. I don't trust him in the playoffs though, because I ain't seen him last year.
Yeah, he's consistent, Nick.
But you trust Cam.
I keep bringing up Cat
because Cat, who
what name do I keep saying, Sean?
What?
Cat is integral. If Cat doesn't ball, they don't have a chance, regardless of what Brun does in the playoffs, bro.
Yeah.
Cat is gonna do Cat. He's gonna get 20-10 at least.
And Cat's gonna do Cat, and that's the reason why them boys gonna be home soon. Second round.
We got Mitchell Robinson back. You know what I'm saying? up until tonight, because it don't look good for us tonight. Tonight.
Did he play tonight, Nick?
Y'all can be Golden State, but you talking about beating Boston?
Listen,
in a series,
we coming off of a 3-game winning streak. All right, We was down by 20 something with the Heat. We came back. You know what I'm saying? They still clearly tired from that matchup. And we don't have Cat. Cat was out today for personal reasons. I don't know what it is. I think I saw Jordan Woods outside these few
Mitchell
days
Robinson.
Ago.
You got
Mitchell Robinson back, though.
We need a full squad. We can't just go out here without pieces.
I saw Jordan too.
He took a personal day for that.
You gotta take a day off.